Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Friday night on the grid. Final show before Super Bowl 58, which is, of course, coming up on Sunday out in Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Yeah, out in Las Vegas. So as you definitely know by now, that is where they are. And we will get into the game here in this final hour of Carver and Lisi. It's Carver, by the way, sans Lisi, as you know. Joe on assignment all week, as he's been out there. He was waking up early all week long. Couldn't make the cut. Obviously not waking up early tomorrow, but might not wake up at all. If it was my last night out there, I know that would be the case for me tonight. So, God bless and good luck to Joe. I do have Joe's selections. I have Joe's plays, I guess you could say. So he texted me the plays, Matias. So I think that we're going to take that as he's not coming on. He texted me his picks.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So I think that that means we're on our way, is what that means. It's only 6 o'clock right now out there, too, but we're well on our way. Here, and I got all mine. I have a bunch that I gave out on Coast to Coast. Sirius, we do welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Rocking with you here. Final show of the week, Super Bowl 58 is on Sunday. By the way, programming note, at least for me personally, I'll give a personal Mike Carver programming note. I'll be part of the Sports Grid Super Bowl pregame activities on Sunday. So that will start at noon East. Noon East on Sunday. It'll be myself, the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri, and Mike Blewett, as we'll take you from noon East to 3 East. Then the Pro Football Today crew with Joe and Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside, they will then take you from 3 until kickoff, 6:30 p.m. East. And then Pharrell and Gabe and Ranieri will be on during the entire game. So that is your Sports Grid Super Bowl Sunday lineup. And it's going to be a gas. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. We're all going to be at the studio. It's going to be a very big day as we get ready for the Chiefs and the 49ers. Let's get into that now here. We've obviously spent a lot of time the last 2 weeks talking about this game. It's always tough. Like, it's such a great run, you know, the 20, 21, 22 weeks, whatever it is, from Labor Day all the way to the big game. It's football season. It's a weekly event. We spend all week for 22 weeks talking about these games. It sucks when you get to the end of it, and then you got a long, you got like a long 7 months before you get back into it, because it is the best, man. And there's nothing like the NFL, whether it's talking about it, betting about it, watching it, the way that it goes, it's great. So when you get to this point, and this is it. It is a little bittersweet. Now it's also a game where, even though it's the last game of the year, sometimes you gotta try to stop yourself a little bit. You know, we have a lot of fun, and it's right. We're gonna unload on a lot of plays in this game, but you do still also have to pick your spots. Don't just hammer away on 1,000 bets just because it's the last game of the year. Find the stuff you like. Stick with it. It's probably going to be more than usual because it's the last, but you don't have to have 50 tickets on the game. You know, keep it simple. Have a great day. Have some fun. It's a hell of a matchup. As much as I have bellyached about it for months and months that I didn't want to see the Chiefs here again, and I've never liked the 49ers my entire life. That's just a personal thing. They were really good when I was a kid. Montana, Steve Young, Jerry Rice, etc. And I just, you know, I wasn't into it. And it is amazing to think that it has been 30 years since they've won. They haven't won in 30 years. So it's not like they've won all the time and it's been annoying. It's just, as a kid, they won all the time. So I never really liked the 49ers. And I don't like Shanahan. I just feel like Shanahan needs to finally win one. And for me, that's the guy this weekend that there is more pressure on him, I feel, than anyone else that's going to step on that field on Sunday. There's nobody on that Chiefs sideline that has the amount of pressure that Kyle Shanahan has. And I don't think there's any players out there that do. He's got to win a Super Bowl. He has to finally finish the job and get a Lombardi. This is his third time in this game. I know the first time he was not the head coach, but he was the highly decorated offensive mind of a team that blew a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. Yes, Quinn was the coach, but Shanahan was the play caller. And the play calling in the second half of that game was pathetic, and a big reason why they lost to the Patriots. He was there 4 years ago with this team. Had a double-digit lead going into the fourth quarter. They did not win the football game, as you know. They blew the game. He had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter of the NFC title game against the Rams 3 years ago, and he didn't get it done. Kyle Shanahan's been on the doorstep a lot. His father won 2 Super Bowls. Absolute legend, no doubt about it. Kyle Shanahan needs to lift the Lombardi on Sunday. Because if he doesn't, more people are going to start to say the things that I say about him. And he's regarded as a genius and a guru by almost everyone. Not by me. I think he's a very good coach. But you're not on that level that you like get talked about until you finally win one. And he's the guy with the most, I think, riding. Because these things ain't easy to get to. As much as the Patriots made it look easy for a long time, and the Chiefs have made it look easy the last few years, these things are not easy to get to. They're legacy-defining moments. And Kyle Shanahan needs to finally cross the finish line for the 49ers. Patrick Mahomes probably going to be back in this game. I know that everybody's hot for Patrick Mahomes to get 7 Super Bowls. He's only got 2 right now. And yes, you know, like I just said about Shannon, you want to take every opportunity you have. But Patrick Mahomes' legacy isn't going to be tarnished if he loses another Super Bowl. He'll be 2-2 now, but there's more on Shanahan's plate than anyone else this weekend. We'll start to get into some of the plays when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver, Sands, Lisi, of course. Joe out. 844-843-6879 is the number. Hit Burbell's in the mix. We will give I got Joe's plays. I'll do that in a couple of segments. So I gave you all that spiel there about Shanahan and who's important for blah, 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 blah. Now let me get to this part of it. I think that Christian McCaffrey is going to have a monstrous game. Monstrous. I think that the Chief pass defense is very good. I think they're going to be able to slow some things down. I think that Ayuk's going to have a hard time. You know, I think that Debo can have a hard time, but I think he can get some of his numbers because they'll find ways to get him the ball, and he can just work from there. I don't know if it's good. You know, he ain't going to be throwing bombs down the field to him or 25 yards downfield, but I think that they'll find a way to put the ball in his hands, even if it's near the line of scrimmage, and he'll be able to make some things happen. I think McCaffrey's going to be good. I don't think the Chiefs' rush defense is very good. I think he's going to be able to swing it out to McCaffrey. I think that this is a defining Christian McCaffrey type of night. These are the highlights that they will play at his Hall of Fame induction. Is these. With him winning this game against the Chiefs. Him winning the MVP. Plus 450 still if you want to go get it. Two touchdowns for me for McCaffrey. I think that the total yardage is going to get up into the 150-ish range. You know, some of these alts for his receiving. You see, those are tough because I have a vision of this game that, you know, if the Niners are up, like I think they might be up, I don't know how much he'll get in the receiving department. But I think 40, where's the alt for 40? The alt for 40 receiving yards is plus 136. I think that that's good. Now, you can go up a little bit more. 50s plus 230. I think Joe has, in fact, on Joe's card, Joe has McCaffrey over 50 receiving at plus 230. So Joe has that there. I think that McCaffrey has a monster night. I've talked about the two touchdowns, me getting it at 310 or 315, whatever it was, the night after the Lion game. It's plus 230 now. I've talked about him winning the MVP. I really think anything you want to do with McCaffrey, let it fly. I have a lot more faith and trust in him in this game than I do going after the Chief corners with Ayuk and with Debo. I do think that Kittle will do all right. I don't mind getting involved with some Kittle stuff. I had him first touchdown. Set on Coast to Coast at 9-1. He would be my Niner pick for that. Let's do the touchdowns. You know, let's get the touchdowns card out now. Because Matias has been waiting for this, too. Because Matias is like me. He loves the first touchdown bets. I mean, we live for this stuff. It's great. Right, Matias?
I'm ready, baby. Let's go.
You love the first touchdown. You love the first tutties.
There's no way I'm not picking Kelce. There's no way. He's burned me so much, and I've just stayed away.
Look, Kelce actually now at even money at FanDuel. Plus a hundy for at any time. His first touchdown's plus 750. Now, I'm going to see if I can get that a little bit more. I'll do some hard searching throughout the weekend and see if I can get that up to the nines or if maybe somebody has some kind of boost to use to get that a little higher, and I will play that as my chalky Chief at first touchdown play. I will definitely, Matias, play him over Pacheco and Rice as the chalk, because you know how I usually do. I do a chalk for each. I do a bomb for each. Is my usual first touchdown path. And Kittle is my high, you know, chalkier one for the Niners. Now, they have McCaffrey at plus 330. Then, Debo's 950, Ayuk's 10, Kittle's 11. So in that little group there, I'm going to play Kittle. At 11. It was actually 9 or at 9 earlier, or I think I know why I had it at 9. Because obviously we use one book on Coast to Coast, and I'm looking at another book now. So 11 for Kittle in that one. And my longer shots, Matias, is I'm going to take MVS at 32-1 for the Chiefs. And for the Niners, you know, it's hard with the Niners. There really isn't any longer shots, unless you say Juwan Jennings, I suppose. And now Juszczyk had the first touchdown 4 years ago. Kyle Juszczyk had the first touchdown of the game. And it's 44-1 this time. I cannot believe that that's going to happen again. If lightning strikes twice like that, then God bless if you play it. But outside of Jennings, there isn't a... There isn't like a bomb type of Niner one that I think is worth taking. I mean, Purdy ain't going to run one in. Even if they're on the one or a two, it's McCaffrey time. Elijah Mitchell, no. Chris Conley, Ray McLeod. Like, this sucks, but I mean, I think the only deep shot, legit deep shot, you could take Niner first touchdown is Juwan Jennings at 41-1. That's it. Nobody else you could take.
Yeah, you're right. No, I wouldn't want to dip my hands in anything. You know, I think I'm going to play George Kittle for first touchdown on the other side.
Just, let's go.
I'm feeling tight ends.
Let's go.
I'm taking, you know, let's go with Kittle. You know, he scored the first touchdown just a few games ago, and I thought to myself, okay, Super Bowl, I'm playing Kittle, and there's no way I'm not playing Kelce. And you know what? There's no way I'm not playing Kelce's receptions either, Carver. I think I'm going to add receptions to whatever his total is. If it's 7 receptions, I'm going to add 9. I'm going to add 2 more to that to up the value. I think Kelce is going to have a crazy good game. I don't know if for yards, but I know that they're going to give him the ball. You know, that's just the one thing that the Chiefs will do is get him the ball.
I don't disagree with you. Now, his catches are 6.5 with the over at -150. You can alt the catches. You could do 8 at +106, 9 at +174, 10 at +270. They go further than that if you really want to get crazy. 11 is 400, 12 is 580, and 13 is 850. +850.
I'm thinking 9. I think the magic number is 9. If he lands at 8, I'm gonna feel so greedy. But I definitely think he goes over his normal total.
This is a Joe type move. What you're doing here, you know, you could take a nice soft spot, but no, you see some greed. You want to go a little bit further.
Well, it's kind of like the parlay I gave you. I gave you a 2-5 parlay. The -120 wasn't good enough, and you wanted to throw the third one in there for plus money.
I know.
I'm feeling the same type of juice.
It's true. It's true. I do it all the time. I do it all the time. I'm not going to disagree with you. So there you go. That's for the first tutties.
He had like 6 catches in the first half in his last game. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to have 4 in the first quarter, and we're going to think to ourselves, holy smokes. He's going to have 10 by the end of the game, and we thought that was a lot before the game started. You know, let's see how many catches he has after the first quarter and then go from there. Obviously, I can't play that in game, but I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to just bite my lip when he has 4 catches in the first quarter, and it's just kind of like, what the hell was I thinking not playing it before?
As far as the anytimes go, definite Kelce at even, definite Debo at 155. I said last week to get it at 180, 175, 180, and now it's at 155. And I figured out which of the deep shot Chief guys I'm going to take. I'll tell you when I come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. All right, here's the I'll finish off the tutties here, and then we'll do a couple of other things. So any times I told you Kelce, Debo, Kittle for me as well, Matias. I said 2 tutties for McCaffrey. I'm not playing the 1. You can never play the 1. I mean, the 1 is, I'll say this, the 1 is usually a lot shorter than it is that. Like, it is -210. It's usually -300s for that usually. So, I mean, I think he's scoring in this game, but I'm gonna go for the 2, like Joe would go for the 2.
Carver, I saved one of my favorite plays of this game just for you, and I haven't forgotten about it since we did a Chiefs game. I think it was Monday Night Football, and we hit the first touchdown of the game.
Go ahead and say it.
I still haven't forgotten the name. Watson.
I'm playing it. Justin Watson +650, anytime touchdown in this game. I have been on this for 2 weeks. I brought this up last week with Joe. I brought it up this week with whoever I've been around. I think that one of these guys is scoring for the Chiefs in this game. And I was contemplating between Watson, Noah Gray, Richie James, Sky Moore, and Kadarius Toney. Now, if I find out, I'm going with Watson. I would put Watson in at plus 650. I will say, though, as a caveat, Matias, if I find out on Sunday that Tony's playing, I'm playing him. If they're putting him in the game, there's a good chance he's going to get two or three touches. And as much of a knucklehead as he is, we saw it last year, that punt return he had against the Eagles in the Super Bowl. He almost went to the house on that one. He could score. Now, last year, Sky Moore scored in the Super Bowl. I think that was his first touchdown catch of the year, too, was in the Super Bowl. So, one of these oddball guys for the Chiefs, I think, will score. And we're going to lean on Watson as the guy that hopefully does it for us. That's for sure.
I still got your voice in the back of my head when he scored it. Is that Watson?
Is it Watson?
It is! It is Watson!
That was a great night. Oh, that was a great hit. I mean, that was like a 35 or a 40-1 first touchdown hit for him that night?
It was. It was massive. Oh. It was massive.
What is he for first touchdown this time around? 32. We might have to just for the karma. 32, we might have to throw him in there as well. Here is the... So that's what I've got for the touchdowns so far. So far. You like how I say that? So far. That's. So we'll move on to a couple of other things. I think that the cross sports... I love the cross sports. They just haven't put in enough good cross sport stuff in here yet. They just haven't.
You know, playing these first touchdowns, it's a lot like playing the roulette. You know when you just put big money on your numbers when you're just waiting for it to spin? It reminds me, you know, playing these first touchdown picks. I'm imagining putting $25 on my numbers right now and hoping one of them hits. Because if one of them hits, we're good, baby. You know what I mean? It's just so similar.
Yeah, it's very similar. That's kind of like what it is. You're absolutely right. You're spinning a roulette wheel and you hope that it stops on your number. That's what it all basically comes down to. I love cross sport parlays. Love them. Which is usually something that's going to happen in the earlier action of the day against an event in the Super Bowl. I'll give you some examples from years past. The year of the Eagle-Patriot game, we ran up and down in Vegas because we had Zach Ertz catches over the goals in the Canadian Senators game. We had field goals in the game over goals scored by the Kings. You know, something like crazy stuff like that. Now, I haven't seen a lot of these. I was going to... FanDuel has some up, but I'm not going to lie. They're not what I'm looking for. Let's just say that. They are not what I'm looking for. They've now incorporated in their cross sport props stuff that I don't want anything to do with. I don't want to cross sport first touchdowns with first baskets. Like, they've made it almost too hard. Like Travis Kelce first touchdown or Shea Gilgeous-Alexander to score the first basket at plus 145. Get lost. Travis Kelce first touchdown, and that's first touchdown, not any type touchdown, first touchdown, or De'Aaron Fox to score the first basket in their game. So the Kings are playing the Thunder on Sunday afternoon, it would appear. They even got soccer in here for you, Matias. Patrick Mahomes to win Super Bowl MVP and Marcus Rashford to score the first goal against Aston Villa. I mean, God, it's hard enough to score in soccer. It's got to be the first goal? Jeez.
I would never touch that.
I'm not playing this at all. Like, this is just no shot.
That's like, let me take your money.
I mean, look, I'm sure it feels great if you hit it. Just I don't see how it's a good bet. It's just not. Where's the stuff that I love? I just don't. I'm surprised. Like, I'm looking at other books. I don't see anybody with this stuff. I have to look, man. Player specials. Hybrid parlays, is that? No, they don't have any either. DK's got no cross sport parlays. Jeez, help me out here. I just want a few. Just want a few cross-sport ones. Most receiving yards in the playoffs. See, I had a couple tickets on this. Kelsey's going to have the most receiving yards in the playoffs. I forget how many yards he needs to pass St. Brown, but he's going to get it. So, you know, Baker Mayfield has the most passing touchdowns in the playoffs right now. He might end that way, too. He's minus 145 to have the most passing touchdowns. See if Mahomes or Purdy can pass him. I have a Debo for receiving, but he's way out. He's 180-1 now. He ain't going to get there. He's just not going to get there. All right, you want the... How much time do I have here, Matias? I got 5 minutes? 4 minutes?
We got 4 minutes.
All right, you know what I'll do? I'm going to save all of the props and all of my plays, and I will do them in the next segment along with all of Joe's. And Matias will give his pick for the game as well. So in the traditional Carver and Lisi end-of-the-week football pick segment, we'll do all my plays, my pick for the game, all of Joe's plays, his pick for the game, and then Matias, your pick for the game. That's how we're going to do this in the final football segment of the year. I don't know. Do we do music for this, Matias? We did music all year, right? All year, right?
We're doing music for sure, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Music all year. We got to do it again. Why not? All right, so we're going to do that. So I got 3 minutes. Let me at least give you some of this college basketball for Saturday. And then we'll get ourselves all fired up for the last big football segment of the year. Here we go. Saturday college hoops. Just like I said earlier, there's like 300 games. Let's try to get through a bunch of them and see if there's anything we like. UConn's laying 16.5 at Georgetown. Alabama's laying 6.5 at LSU. Clemson's 2.5-point favorites at Syracuse. Syracuse sucks. Clemson should cover that, but that's a very short number. That would worry me. It should be more. System play. Here we go. First one of the day. Xavier, minus 1.5 at home against Creighton. Saturday, 12:30 East tip. Xavier, system play. System play. Let's go. What else do we got? South Carolina, 11.5 against Vandy. We got the Army-Navy basketball game on Saturday. How about that? Iowa State's minus 6.5 at home against the Skunk. Butler, minus 4.5 against Providence. Another one, Matias. Ring it again. System play. Michigan State, minus 2.5 against Illinois. System play. System play. Ring the bell. Duke minus 12.5 against Boston College. Who else do we got here that it matters even a little bit? All these games are brutal. Mid-major Central. I don't need Lemoyne versus Merrimack. Florida getting 1.5 at home against Auburn. I would bet that by the time that game tips, that will be a system play as well. I will bet that by Saturday, 3:30 East, Florida will be favored over Auburn, and it will fall into our system play. Kentucky minus 3.5 against Gonzaga. Kentucky and Gonzaga getting together on Saturday. Great game. North Carolina's 4.5-point favorites at Miami. Who else do we got here? Texas Tech minus 6.5 at home against UCF. UCF, very different home and road so far this year in the Big 12. Anything else? Anything else? I'm only at 5 o'clock. Jeez. Marquette, 6.5-point favorites over St. John's. Arkansas, 1.5-point favorite over Georgia. Game of the day, Kansas laying 6.5 at home against Baylor. Kansas minus the 6.5 for me. Anything else? No more system plays. Texas A&M getting 3.5 at home against Tennessee. That's a pretty short number. New Mexico minus 10.5 against UNLV. Purdue minus 17.5 against Indiana. That's probably it. BYU minus 10.5 against Kansas State. Colorado minus 1.5 against Arizona. System play. System play. Let's go. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Back with all the Super Bowl picks next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159. All right. Let's roll, baby. Okay. So here's how we're going to do this. Since it's obviously Carver Sands, Joe, I have a bunch of picks that Joe made. I have all my picks, which are ready to rock, which are all props and player things and otherwise. And so I'm going to roll through. Here's how we're going to do this. This is the setup. I'm going to give you Joe's props and plays. I'm going to give you my props and plays. Then we will do Matias's pick for the game, Joe's pick for the game, and my pick for the game. There it is. I'm going to roll it all on out. So after the long and winding road, 20-plus weeks of the NFL season, the final Carver and Lisi NFL selections for this season starts now. All right, there it is. Oh, you had me fooled there for a moment, Matias. You had me fooled. I thought you lost me. Here we go. We'll start with Joe's plays. And as far as the records go, Joe wins the playoffs, although I should incomplete him because he didn't show up for the last show. We should incomplete him. He should be out, and I should have swept the entire board. But Joe gets the NFL playoffs. I got the NFL regular season. We split the college regular season. I got the college bowls. Football season, I'm a winner. He's a loser. I'll tell him that on Monday. Here we go for Joe. George Kittle over 49.5 receiving yards. Christian McCaffrey over 50 receiving yards. Brock Purdy over 300 passing yards. Remember, Joe has never played an under in his life. Deebo Samuel over rushing yards 16.5, and Joe made a note here. He says he is alting it up to 50. He's alting the Deebo rush up to 50. God, I have to see what that pays. What does that pay? What did Joe send me here? He didn't send me any of the prices that he paid for these things, of course. Here, let's go. I can't move on until I know what Deebo alted up to 50 is. Plus 680. And the final one, he sent you another bomb, too. He's a believer in Juwan Jennings. Anytime touchdown for Jennings for the Niners, plus 700. So Joe throwing bombs for us here to get things cooking. All right, here's what I have in terms of props and players and whatnot. I have the longest field goal over 47.5. You got one kicker in Butker who never misses. Chiefs stall a lot. There's going to be an opportunity for him between 48 and 53 yards, and you know he's going to nail it. Moody's questionable, but if Shanahan gives him a chance from 50, he's got a big enough leg to do it. We'll go over 47.5. Will there be a successful two-point conversion in the game? I say yes. Plus 275. These coaches do it all the time. Game could get crazy. Let's get involved. We got it last year with the Eagles. We'll get another successful two-point conversion. I can't leave the punters out. A punt to be downed inside the 5-yard line. Plus 200. Longest touchdown of the game. Over 41.5 yards at plus 130. My MVP selection, Christian McCaffrey, plus 450. You've heard me say that enough. Brock Purdy will throw an interception. Minus 120. Put it on the board. Will either team convert a fourth down attempt in their own territory? I have talked about this a lot since they put this on the board. Plus 184. It's a go. Let's do it. Patrick Mahomes' longest rush over 12.5 yards at minus 120. He will absolutely burn the Niners at some point with a big third down run, and it'll probably go over 12.5 yards. I actually have two here that are the same as Joe. George Kittle over 49.5 receiving yards. Me and Joe both are on that. Deebo Samuel over 16.5 rushing yards. I'm just going with the 16.5 at minus 115. As I told you, Joe's alting it up to 50 at plus 680. God bless him. He can have a good time with that. And I threw one more Deebo Samuel dart, and this was on the FanDuel specials. Deebo to score one rushing and one receiving touchdown. 30-1. Bomb squad for that. 30-1 for Debo to get both a rushing and a receiving. We'll throw a dart there and have a little bit of fun. And finally, Mahomes. Three or more touchdown passes at plus 270. The props for me. It is time now for who is going to win this game. Side and a total. Please, Matthias, the floor is yours. Who do you like in Super Bowl 58?
I think the San Francisco 49ers take the home the trophy. They've been in the Super Bowl before. They blew a lead. Not this time around. I know everybody's telling me, don't bet against Mahomes. Don't bet against Kelce. But you know what? This is a 49ers year. And Carver, I am feeling it, baby. Isaiah Pacheco to have one touchdown. Travis Kelce to have one touchdown. Justin Watson to get one touchdown. Christian McCaffrey, two touchdowns at plus 200. Travis Kelce, 9-plus receptions. Debo Samuel, 5-plus receptions. But my favorite play, Carver. Kyle Juszczyk to have 15 plus or more receiving yards at plus 124. And also, the first offensive play of the game will be a running play at minus 150. I'm laying the juice. Those have been my plays.
You can tell that Matthias has been hanging around the Sports Grid set all week long out in Vegas. I know he's heard a couple of those get passed around. Good job by him. Jumping on board. I like it, Matthias. That's what I like to hear. All right, here's what Joe is on for the game. As he said a bunch of times last week while he's with us, and I'm sure as you have heard him on all the other shows he's been doing this week over on the grid, Joe is on San Francisco, -2.5. He is on the over 47.5. And as much as it really pains me to say, because I hate being on the same side as Joe, I'm going after him. I don't care. Matthias just brought up the line I've heard earlier. You can't go against Mahomes. Mahomes always gets it. You want to know what? I've gone against him plenty of times and I've gotten my head beat in. I might as well try it one more time. Told you at the top of this hour. This is a Kyle Shanahan legacy game. This is a Christian McCaffrey Hall of Fame highlight game. This is a massive game for these two guys. Bigger than anyone else that's on the field. San Francisco 34. Kansas City 27. Over the 47.5. Niners -2.5. As Joe would like to do, ult it up to 6.5. Niners win by at least a touchdown. And it will be a very good game. This is not one of these like backdoor. They're up there. I think this will be close. It'll be a fourth quarter touchdown by the Niners that puts them ahead. Defense makes a play. Fred Warner over 8.5 tackles and assists. There you go. The Carver and Lisi Super Bowl 58 selections. The final time this year. And we get it flying for you here on the grid. Now, as we say all this, Matthias, and we say we've done all this now, and that's a lot of plays we just laid out there. Let's just be fair. I think I gave 13, not including the anytime tutties from earlier, which is like another 6 or 7 plays. I'm in the 20 area right now. Joe only gave us 5 or 6, but you know he's got more than that going on. He's gonna have like 10 of these like 4-leg parlays, same game parlays that he tries to put together. Matthias's card is beyond thick, so he's got a lot going on. And as I say all that, there's still like what it's like just over 36 hours till kickoff, so there'll probably be more added.
I wasn't even done, Carver. I'm like, you know what? I think I've gone for, in my mind, I'm like, I've gone for too long. I better stop.
You had a lot. You were firing them in, which is like, and that last one you gave, I know I've heard that quite a bit, which was the, What was that last one you gave? What was the last one that you sent to me?
Was it the Kyle Juszczyk over 15 yards receiving, or the first play of the game, a running play at minus 150?
I've heard that a lot this week. The first play of the game, a running play. That has been one that's made some rounds. For sure.
You know, I was hanging out with Warren Sharp for a little bit for the first time while I was sitting at the booth, and he whipped out his little notebook. He made a 65-page workbook, notebook, you know, a little man. Analytical guy. Oh, he could not stop talking about Kyle Juszczyk over 15 yards receiving. He gave that play everywhere on every national show he was on. So I was like, I just wrote it down in my notebook, my 2-page notebook. You know, Kyle Juszczyk, 15 plus yards. Let's go.
Yeah. No, I the other one I didn't put this on my card, but I'm gonna play it too. Is one that I heard Gabe say a lot this week, which was, team that scores first doesn't win the game, which was a plus money play. That I don't have in front of me right now, but I know if I dig on FanDuel far enough, I will find it under either game props or scoring props or something like that. But I like that one as well. I think he said it's hit 7 of the last 10 Super Bowls or somewhere in that area. So that's another one that definitely excites me that I'm going to go in on. So, look, when you have this many plays, sometimes, you know, you got to hit one or two of the big ones almost to really have a big night, right? I mean, look, I'm not playing this. I'm sure you're not either. I'm not playing the same amount on each of these. The ones I like more is going to have obviously more juice on. The ones that, you know, like that Debo one I gave you at the end, like that's like a, you know, that's like a tenth of a unit, like type of dart throw. You know, we're not going full blast on every single one of these. But the ones I like the most. Absolutely, we are. And those are the ones that I care most about hitting, are those big ones, so that we have ourselves a really nice Super Bowl. We got off to a good start this weekend with Nick Taylor, 90-1 first-round leader at the Waste Management. We have a bunch of guys in the mix to win there, so that would be perfect. If we could just roll some big Waste Management. See, that would actually, I don't know if that would be a good thing or a bad thing, Matthias. If I get one of the winners at the Waste Management and I hit a bunch of the top 10s and the top 20s, because then that's like fresh money in the account 30 minutes or 20 minutes before the Super Bowl starts. It's just more to just rifle back in. Just put it right back in play. I don't know if it'd be a good thing or a bad thing if I hit some good tickets at the Waste Management. Oh, boy. I guess I already have, though, with the 90-1. That's going to fund a lot of these plays, too. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll wrap it up after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, as we get out of here, everybody, enjoy the game on Sunday. As I said to you earlier, have some fun. You know, you don't have to unload the entire account, even though it sounds like we're doing that here. We're not. We're still, we're going a lot of plays. It's the last game of the year. We'll have some fun with it. Monday, we will be back to a normal week, a normal Carver and Lisi. Me and Joe will be back together for the first time in a while. So we'll see how. I mean, we're all on the same stuff. So, I mean, in terms of the game, we're on some different stuff with props, but we're on the same stuff in the game. So we'll see how happy everybody is when we get back together. One more time, I'll be on the pregame on Sports Grid Sunday, noon to 3 East with Ranieri and Blewett. Sports Grid's got you covered all day. Then Joe will be on the 3 East to kickoff show, 6:30 East with Donnie and Kevin. Pharrell, Gabe, and Joe will do the game. So you're covered all Super Bowl Sunday on the grid. Make sure you get involved. Matthias, great job this week. Safe drive home tomorrow. Enjoy your last night in Vegas. I'm sure you're going to spend it in your hotel room. right? Shrinking his spread.
Exactly. I'm laying down the feet and I'm hanging out. Movie time, baby. Masters of the Sky came out last night.
How about that? Look at that. Getting ready for a big UFC fight on Saturday night. Great job by everybody all week long. Enjoy the Chiefs and the Niners. Super Bowl 58. Good luck to all of you. Let's cash a ton of tickets in the big game and at the golf, too. That would be nice. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. See you Monday on the grid.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.